It's emerged that on a recent trip to the US, Security Minister Baroness Neville Jones told Washington officials that Al-Qaeda videos available online incite murder and would be banned if hosted by UK-based sites. In private remarks after a major speech, she urged the US to work with the UK to take down what she reportedly called hateful material. In her speech, Baroness Neville Jones spoke of the dangers of the radicalization of disaffected sections of society.
We do believe that if you have a portion of your population which is thoroughly disaffected, you know, from the rest of society, that constitutes potentially quite a serious weakness. We cannot afford it.
Video sharing website YouTube has begun removing some Al-Qaeda material in response to stories in British newspapers about Baroness Neville Jones's plea to the US. But finding jihadist material online remains easy, and much of it is hosted by US-based websites.
Fighting is prescribed upon you.
Jihad against America is binding upon myself, just as it is binding on every other able Muslim. How can your conscience allow you to live in peaceful coexistence with a nation that is responsible for the tyranny and crimes committed against your own brothers and sisters?
That is, American-born radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, believed to be the mastermind of the recent cargo bomb plot, which saw devices hidden in printer cartridges and sent on planes, thought to be intended to explode in midair. He is connected to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, putting down roots in Yemen and, according to Home Secretary Theresa May, using the internet to get its message out in the UK.
We have seen the damage this propaganda can cause in the ongoing case of the attack on the MP Stephen Timms.
Stephen Timms was stabbed twice in East London in May. His attacker, 21-year-old student and Al-Qaeda sympathiser Roshanara Chowdhury, was sentenced to life in prison as Theresa May was speaking. After she was convicted, it emerged she'd been radicalised by watching videos online of Anwar al-Awlaki and tried to kill Stephen Timms because he'd voted for the war in Iraq. Dr. Mahar Azam, Al-Qaeda expert at the Chatham House Foreign Affairs think tank, says it will take international cooperation if the online propaganda war is to be won by Western governments.
I think the importance of these videos is the very fact that many young people today are connected to the internet, and that basically much of the information that they receive will be through the internet, through YouTube, through that medium. And therefore, it's inevitable that the posting of these videos will be seen by so many young people, Muslim and non-Muslim, who are interested in perhaps trawling these sites.
The scale of the task is daunting. A quick search on YouTube with the words Anwar al-Awlaki returns over 5,000 results. This is Ollie Barrett in London for The World.